Hey everybody, it's Steve Curtin here, the CEO of the Gypsy Nurse and TravCon, the largest gathering of healthcare travelers in the nation. And this is another edition of Travel Nursing and Allied Life, the podcast from TravCon. And today we have a special guest, Adam Conrad, the founder and CXO of Great Recruiters. Adam, great to see you again. Thanks for joining us.
Great to see you as well, Steve, and thanks for having me on. Certainly a lot to talk about here today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But before we get started, Adam, for those that are not familiar with Great Recruiters, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about Great Recruiters and what your organization does?
Yeah, definitely. So Great Recruiters helps staffing firms maximize really the investment on their two biggest assets, their people and their brand. We're a reviews platform that helps recruiters get real-time feedback from the people that they serve and feedback from their clients. And so in a industry that lacks a lot of transparency, we like to help those recruiters get real-time feedback from the travelers that they're supporting to make sure they're doing a great job and support them throughout that entire journey.
Well, Adam, I've known you for a while, and congratulations on your journey with Great Recruiters. I know that you are one of the top industry sites for reviews and so forth out there. So congrats on your journey. Speaking of journeys, as we head into 2024, it's definitely a different market than the past few years, that's for sure. And really wanted to, for this particular episode, dig into a little bit kind of your thoughts on the journey over the past couple of years, obviously for healthcare travelers and recruiters and agencies that have gone through the pandemic period. Really would love to talk about some perspectives. I think you can provide some unique perspectives because from the Great Recruiters standpoint, you are what we would call agency neutral. You are an independent organization, and you obviously see the intersection between recruiters and healthcare travelers. I know you yourself have a long history in terms of recruitment. So yeah, just to jump right in, it certainly is a different market than it was the last couple of years, but I think many of us expected that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's definitely a different market out there. People seem surprised, and I'm more surprised that people are surprised. I mean, the speed in which the healthcare market and the staffing and the travel nursing just skyrocketed during the pandemic. Everyone knew that there was going to be kind of a reset. And I think that that's exactly what we're experiencing today. And, you know, a lot of firms hired a lot of people during that time. They had a lot of success during that time. It was a rat race. It was all about how many people can you help. And there was a lot of new travelers that entered the market. And it was opportunistic, I think, on both sides. And as things calmed down, naturally, the needs calmed down, which is kind of putting where we are here in 2024, you know. I think for a lot of people, though, it's the industry has still grown quite a bit. When you look back at 2018, 2019 and look at today, there's still a very good growth curve. I mean, so it's still a very healthy industry. I just think in the perspective of when you look at how it was a couple of years ago compared to now, it hurts. But I think there's still a ton of opportunity for everyone out there. It's a lot different of a landscape. Then I think both for the recruiting side and for the traveler side, I think it's just a different landscape that people need a little bit of time just to readjust to.
Yeah, no, and we were talking obviously before we started the podcast, and I think you had made the point that, which is a great one, which is while it definitely feels like a down market and it is relative to the past couple of years, most firms are better off now than they were pre-pandemic, but it feels different. And obviously the drop in terms of needs and so forth was fairly dramatic. So I think it feels different for everybody. And let's face it, and again, and maybe you can talk a little bit about your recruiting career prior to Great Recruiters, but I think that recruiting is a very now, today, immediate gratification type of industry. So when things change, I think it hits people differently, but love to get your perspective on that.
Yeah, I mean, I went through 2008 and 2009, and it was tough. I mean, like, I think what was different about that time than this time is there was a lot of uncertainty that was talked about in 2023. There was a lot of rhetoric out there in the market as far as where we were from a you know, a national economy, world economy, what was happening. The R word was mentioned a lot in 2023. I'm not hearing it much here in 2024. And so it was almost like we were talking about it, but we weren't acknowledging like what the true impact of that would be. What I know is this, is that there's always going to be a rebound. There's always going to be a reset and things are going to get better. You can't ignore, I'm hearing everywhere from a 30 to 40%, you know, reduction in the number of orders that are out there. And we just know the impact that that has. There's less opportunities. I think a lot of staffing firms hired a lot of help because they needed it during the pandemic time. And when you have a reduction of 30, 40% of the opportunities, you need less people to help fill those orders. And so you're seeing a lot of recruiters that have been displaced, and it's truly unfortunate. But I don't know if it's surprising. I think what I've heard from our clients, and we're very fortunate, we work with some of the leading healthcare staffing firms in the industry. And, you know, the need, even from a recruiter standpoint, has drastically changed. During the height of the pandemic, you needed people to operate with swift speed. It was speed to market. There were so many needs. You had to act fast, and you almost needed people that were facilitators. Nurses were going to take jobs, and it was just a matter of who can get the nurse in front of the opportunity the fastest. And it was a closed deal. And now that the inventory of opportunities are down, recruiters that kind of grew up in that fast paced, highly transactional environment, some of them just quite honestly struggle when this is really what recruiting really is now, right? You have to work at it. Yeah, it's more relationship. It's about whether or not the nurse wants to trust you as a recruiter. And maybe you don't have the right opportunity today that they're looking for at the right location, but you have another one. So it kind of comes into a more of a, I wouldn't say a sales pitch, but more of an understanding. What does the nurse really want to get out of it? And although you want to be in Albuquerque, I've got an outstanding opportunity in, you know, Anchorage, whatever that might be. Right. And that's a tough transition for some people. And I think this is just kind of a reset. And I think we're actually back to really what I would consider more normal levels as compared to the last decade, opposed to looking at comparing today from the last 2-3 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, you bring up a great point, which is you talk about a transaction versus actually engaging somebody in terms of a traveler to recruiter relationship. And I think that's as we start to talk about perhaps best practices and how recruiters and travelers can work better together in this new market. I think that's an important thing to bring up, is the fact that while it is a business transaction for sure between two parties, there is still a relationship. There is still an engagement component to the transaction that, from a best practices perspective with recruiters, I think you always need to keep that in mind, don't you?
I think you do, but in some cases, because I think that there's not one size fits all.
Yeah.
And there's some highly experienced travel nurses that have been there, done that. They know what they're getting into. They maybe don't need as much support. They're the OGs. They know how the industry works. And so maybe for them, it is about the best pay package. And they'll deal with all the other things that come along with just simply looking at the best pay package. But for them, it could be transactional.
Yeah.
I think for others, though, when you're thinking about maybe you haven't been doing this for so long, you know, for me, if I'm going to travel around the country, I want somebody I can trust. I want somebody that I know that if something goes wrong with my housing, my paycheck, whatever it might be, that there's a lifeline on the other side. And I think it's just understanding the landscape of what the industry is. There is not one size fits all. You are going to find organizations that are more technology, high transaction driven, and you're going to find organizations that are more relationship driven, that, you know, are going to talk to you and want to learn about you and want to know what your dog's name is and your goldfish name. And they're going to be there at 3 a.m. if you have an issue. And so I would just say for the travelers out there, just know that all recruiters are not created equal and not all staffing firms operate the same way. Mm-hmm. Just understand what kind of model you're engaging with. And based on where you are in your journey of your travel career, just understand what's going to be most important to you, where you might sacrifice a location and a pay package a little bit for somebody that's going to hold your hand a little bit more than if you just took the best pay package and disregarded all the other components to it. It really depends on where you're at in your own career, is the way I look at it.
You know, a great perspective there. And let's peel that back a little bit more, because we talked earlier prior to the podcast about some best practices. So yeah. To me, best practices in any sort of industry, whether it's healthcare staffing or whether it is software, best practices is something that, whether it's an up market, a down market, or in the middle market, best practices always stay the same. So from your perspective, let's take it from the traveler perspective. What are some best practices that you think travelers could follow when engaging with a recruiter or a firm? What are some things that are always important to remember when they're dealing with firms or recruiters?
Yeah, jobs are the commodity, and a lot of healthcare staffing firms all share the same jobs, right? Mm-hmm. Each part of this market is driven by very large MSPs that kind of have the relationship with the end facilities. They flow those orders down to, many, many healthcare staffing firms that all have the same opportunity. And so I look at it much like the uniqueness isn't the job itself. It's the experience that you're looking for in the firm that you're going to work with. For me, I think, do you want somebody that's relationship driven? Do you want somebody that's providing added perks and benefits, emotional support? There's a lot of things that go in that I think firms take a lot of care in, because they want to truly not just say they create a great experience, but they want to make you a traveler for life.
Yeah.
There's other ones that, like I said, are more, this is what it is. This is where it's at. If you're interested, great. If you're not, I'm going to move on. So I think if you're a nurse out there, you have to understand what's most important to you, and you can't be afraid to ask the questions of the recruiter, of the firm, of kind of how they handle these different situations. Is the recruiter there from the beginning conversation all the way through your assignment? Is there a customer care or a traveler care department? Some organizations are set up where the recruiter does their job when they place you and somebody moves on. So I think the important thing for travelers is again, to kind of just ask those questions of how they operate, how they handle different situations, and determine what's best for your own circumstance and situation. Depending on your urgency, sometimes you're willing to give up some things because you're in that urgent mode. You want that job. You want that next piece. And other times you have a little bit more time to pick and choose what you want. And like I said, that all is dictated by your own personal circumstance. And I think that's why there are so many different operating procedures of staffing firms, because they're catering to a different type of audience.
Now, from the recruiter perspective, again, what are some best practices when dealing with healthcare travelers for, whatever the market is, what should they always keep in mind?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just being transparent. For me, I'm not a transactional type. I'm more relationship. I understood, for me as a recruiter, everybody that I had the opportunity to talk to was a seed that was planted. Whether or not I was able to help that individual today, I found ways to try to add value to those individuals, because I knew that I might have that next assignment, 13 weeks from now, 6 months from now, who knows? So for recruiters, I think the biggest thing is to be transparent. Trust is so key. And when you're dealing in an industry that is, the job is the commodity, experience is everything. And so I think the worst thing that you can do is try to pull a quick one, and not be transparent about the facility, the pay package, the circumstances. And I've seen a huge evolution over the last 3-4 years of firms really understanding and doing things to help be more transparent. But that's number one as a recruiter. I think if you're in this for life, To me, it's build relationships for life. Your job should get easier the longer you're in this industry. They really should. I mean, you should be probably doing 50%, if not more, from simply referrals. But you need to invest in those relationships and not superficially. I think you really have to become a trusted resource. If I'm a traveler, I'm looking for my recruiter for life. I want to be able to go from one assignment. I want to make that call to my recruiter, and I want to know that the next assignment's there, and I want that trust that I know that I just have continuous employment.
It's got to be hard, though, as a recruiter to, kind of work through these difficult times, knowing that perhaps an assignment isn't quite right for a person, and resist that urge to kind of do a quick transaction versus develop that long-term relationship. Because as you just mentioned, you want to have a build a relationship over time. And if you can make it through some of these rough times, kind of have that long-term business. But it's you having been a recruiter for many years, it's got to be tough sometimes to fight that temptation to perhaps force fit an assignment that you know probably doesn't have a great chance of working out.
I think it becomes tougher depending on the culture of the organization that you're working with. If the culture of the organization that you work for is more make the deal, make it happen, then I think you're going to have internal pressures to maybe go against what your gut says. So that goes back to not all staffing firms are created equal, right? Some of them are just in it just to hammer it and push their people. And they're not in it for the long term. They're in it for the opportunistic situation. I think that's why you see there are staffing firms that had a website 2 years ago that do not today. And I think that's really important for travelers to know, is making sure that you're working with a firm that can cut your paycheck, right? And understanding the financial stability, because I do think that there was an influx of opportunistic people that started firms that spun up quickly, made a lot of money during the pandemic, and then they realized that when things get tough, they didn't have the operational foundations to survive. And they're hurting, and they're hurting right now, and they're trying to figure things out. But I think the culture of the organization speaks volume of the type of experience that you're getting for the recruiters. What kind of support are they getting internally? What types of tools, technologies, things are they doing to help the recruiter have the most success as possible? From our client base, I've had a chance to talk to a ton of top-rated recruiters, right? So we launched the beginning of this year, top-rated recruiters, talked to a number of healthcare professionals that are doing it right. And I think the number one theme that I heard from those recruiters that are at the top of their game are they're not in it for the transactional win. Yeah. They're in it to establish long-term relationships. They're in it that maybe it's not the best fit for you, but Steve, I'm going to let you know it's the best that's available right now. Trust me on this. I'm there for you. And I think following through on that there's a lot to do with that trust of whether or not a traveler will or will not take that assignment.
Yeah.
And I think for the top rated ones out there, they are focused on the relationships. They care about the people. The paycheck comes later. The purpose is helping somebody else continue their livelihood, not just get a commission at the end of the day. And I think that's the difference between top-rated recruiters in our industry that are having a ton of success, even in tough times, versus those that are just chasing the paycheck.
Yeah, we did a study back a couple of years ago, The Voice of the Travel Nurse, which is available on our website, thegypsynurse.com. Yeah. And just to your point, we were asking travel nurses, now granted, this was in the middle of the pandemic, we were asking travel nurses about their attitudes towards nursing and travel nursing and so forth. A couple of things that came out of that is, number one, it's not all about the pay. And I think we all realize that while pay is very important, it is really about how they are treated, how the agencies treat them, and the ability to build relationships. And just as you're mentioning, that communication, that transparency with the agencies, those are the types of things that were important to them. And they too, The travel nurses are looking to establish long-term relationships with agencies and recruiters, making sure that fit was there for them, because they don't want to be moving around from agency to agency, recruiter to recruiter. They want to stick with one firm and one recruiter for as long as they can.
Yeah, I mean, it's just beneficial. Why do you want to start over every time? I mean, Right. It's much like the recruiting side. And I'll say this. I mean, the reason why great recruiters exist is because there was a trust issue in our industry. And as a recruiter myself, mm-hmm. I was impacted by that trust issue that existed across the industry, right? Every recruiter is up against the poor reputation of the industry. And so with great recruiters, what I wanted to do was help put recruiters in control of the experience they're created, right? Be transparent of what people think about working with them and give them ways to be able to share with people they haven't met yet to say, hey, look, I know there are trust issues, but here, take it from me. This is what other people have said about working with me. And how do you drive that trust? So if you're a traveler out there and you see someone that is great recruiter certified or has great recruiters on their website, I'm going to tell you that you're starting off at a better place than somebody that doesn't. Because these are organizations that aren't just invested in saying they're going to create a great experience for you. They have the tools, the processes, the technologies in place to ensure it's happening. And it's an open door where if you're working with a recruiter that's on our platform and you're not happy with that experience, you let them know. And the beauty is a lot of times what happens is it's a miscommunication. But if you're not asking, you don't know, and you don't have that transparency, you're just left out there wondering. So I think that's the only public service announcement that I'll say, because about great recruiters is it exists to help not the staffing firms as much, but the candidates know which ones that they can trust. And not to say that there aren't organizations, recruiters that don't use our platform that aren't trustworthy. I'm just simply saying, though, when you see that logo, not the cow, but you see that logo or you see that badge or those star ratings, you at least know you're starting with an organization, a cultural organization where leadership cares, or else they wouldn't be investing in organizations like ours.
Yeah. Adam, you talk about recruiting as an industry, but let's talk specifically about the vertical of healthcare staffing and in particular travel healthcare staffing. In your experience and your years at Great Recruiters, as well as your years at the recruiting business, how is healthcare staffing unique or different than other sorts of staffing? I'd love to get that perspective from you.
Yeah, I get excited about that. So I'm married to a nurse. I grew up in IT and engineering staffing. What I found amazing about this industry is because the jobs are so commoditized and everybody is fighting over the same openings, firms had to find unique ways to ensure that they're creating a better experience than the firm across the street. So really what I love about this industry is there is a heightened focus of making sure they're creating a great experience. They're trying to do things because it's highly competitive, right? They're trying to get the attention of the same talent pool for the same opportunities. And so the importance of doing that is they need to get better at unique ways of providing benefits. They need to find different ways of being transparent and creating more transparency, ease of getting the assignments, being made aware of it. And so I see a lot of investment in this industry compared to other industry verticals that we work in, IT, engineering, accounting and finance, you know, commercial, labor. And I think that's the uniqueness because the healthcare industry is pretty tight knit. It's no surprise Omaha has probably 80% of the healthcare staffing firms within a 15-mile radius of one another. So they do need to put a lot more focus on the experience that they create, which I did find very unique. And I think they do a lot better job of marketing and finding unique ways to make things fun. I mean, you just look at TravCon and what you guys do over there, right? There is not a TravCon for IT professionals. And I think that's what makes it really unique and really exciting because everyone's competing for your attention. And redeployment's the most important thing, right? people can get lucky and get a one-off transaction. It's whether or not you want to stick with that company afterwards. So I think there's a lot of things done in the upfront to bring you in the door, but I think the rubber meets the road of how do they treat you once you're in the door? And is that a place that you want to stay with? If it's not, there's a lot of other options that you can choose from.
Well, thank you for that plug for TravCon. I will say, for those that don't know, TravCon, the Healthcare Travelers Conference, the largest gathering of healthcare travelers in the world, will be taking place this year from September 22nd through September 25th at the beautiful Paris Hotel in lovely Las Vegas, Nevada. So we hope to see you all there. And Adam, I had an opportunity to see you there in person last year. And yeah, it certainly, now that TravCon is part of the Gypsy Nurse family, I can say that this year coming up being our third year, the camaraderie, the connection, the engagement between travelers and recruiters that they have worked with for years, agency they work with for years, is really unlike anything I've ever seen in recruiting. And I've been around recruiting now for a number of years as well. It is when you hit it off with a recruiter, you hit it off with an agency, you've worked with them on several assignments. When you go to TravCon, as you witness and you see the recruiter and the traveler connect in person, it's really like nothing else, because it's most of this business is done through, whether it is a Zoom call or a phone call or what have you, it's done remotely. So when you have the ability to do something in person, it's really quite amazing. And I think that in healthcare staffing, when people hit it off, you really see it, you know?
Well, I see the amount of effort that every company puts in to entertain and to try to create a unique experience and differentiation. And I think the big thing is that just on our platform alone, we have thousands of healthcare recruiters. Not one of them is the same. And not one of them within the same organization is the same. And so when you're looking for somebody that you want to put your career in the hands of, you want to find somebody that you connect with as an individual as well. And so, you know, you might love the firm, but maybe you don't connect really well with the recruiter. I think our clients give you the mechanism to be able to say, maybe that's it, and you can get aligned with somebody else. But I mean, if you're a traveler for life or you feel like you want to keep doing this, I mean, find somebody that you trust that works for an organization that supports them and is going to support you, and stick with it. And refer all your friends to them. And that's the reality. Everybody has different needs. It's easy to want to put blanket statements of what makes a great recruiter or what makes the best healthcare staffing firm. The difference is every nurse's needs are different, and there's companies that focus on newbies, right? They're really focused on, we're really good at helping the newbies. Other ones are more focused on, look, we don't work with a traveler that hasn't done it for at least 3 years, because maybe they don't have the same type of support systems in place. So again, just understand who their ideal traveler is, how they support them, and then how your connection is with that recruiter. And if you don't get a good feeling like you're in good hands, there's a lot of other recruiters out there you can talk to.
Sometimes you got to trust your gut, right? Yeah.
If you trust your gut, you're probably not going to wake up in the morning with regret.
Right. Hey, Adam, in the last few minutes that we have here, kind of going back to the original premise of this market being a bit different, certainly over the past few years, or than it was over the past few years. What would your advice be to, number one, travelers that may be a little bit discouraged right now? Fewer opportunities, although it's all relative, but fewer opportunities than there were the past few years. Rates may be down a little bit. What is your advice to travelers? And subsequently, what is your advice to recruiters that may be scuffling a little bit? How would you help those two individuals out?
I'll start with the recruiter side, just because that's the life that I've lived more intimately as a recruiter. Is like when the times are a little bit more difficult, and maybe the success of placing people isn't as high, really focus on building out your network of individuals, because things are going to tick back up. There's going to be more opportunities. So although you can't maybe help place as many, you can still add value to as many people as you talk to. And I think the more value you add to the right people that are a good fit for you and the organization you support, the more success you're going to have. Maybe not today, but you're going to realize it into the future. And so don't be discouraged. There's a lot of great ways that you can still have a huge impact on the community that you're supporting. On the traveler side, I think you just have to recognize the circumstances of where everything's at in the world and in the context of the healthcare side. You know, things were really good. But on the flip side, Steve, I'll tell you what, a lot of nurses during the pandemic got burned out, mm-hmm. treated poorly, not respected, not cared for, not taken care of, because it was such a churn and burn. It was such a stressful time. So I think with that, some of that stress has also gone away. Right. And so when situations are more difficult, more stressful, sometimes you need to pay more to attract. And I think that the circumstances have maybe improved a little bit and we see rates that are coming down. But I think for those that have been in the industry for a while, I think it's more expected. I think for the travelers who were in the industry pre-pandemic to now, it's not as concerning as those that joined in the pandemic, and now it feels so much different.
Great point. Great perspective.
I really think that makes a difference of when they entered into this industry, of how it feels out there. Because I think for the travelers that were in it before, I don't think they're as impacted as somebody who just joined in the last couple of years.
Well, and I think we would both agree on one thing very strongly, and that is I've been around healthcare travel now for a little over 15 years. The healthcare travel industry, the need for healthcare travelers is not going anywhere. If anything, it's going to continue to rise. We may be in a little bit of a different market again than we were a couple of years ago, but certainly all signs point to the fact that healthcare travelers are a critical part of the healthcare delivery system in and of itself. And with an aging population, people living longer, people requiring more care, the need for travelers is never going to go away. So I think that's another important perspective as well.
It is. I agree. And it is a wonderful industry full of wonderful people, and the need is there. The healthcare systems rely heavily on this industry to help support them. I mean, just imagine if the industry didn't exist, the struggles that would be faced with so many healthcare facilities across the country. And so I'm with you. It is an industry that is continuing to grow. It will continue to grow. And I think that, I think we'll see that the expectations are going to get closer aligned between the staffing firms and the recruiters, as well as the travelers out there, because I think a lot of this has brought more things in the light, more transparency. And so I think there's less uncertainty of what's happening in the background. And so I think you'll see a closer alignment. But anyways, I'm definitely excited to see where the future goes with this, because as you said, it's not going away.
It's not going away. Well, Adam, listen, it has been a fantastic half hour with you, and we really appreciate your time. In closing, tell travelers and recruiters and agencies how they learn more about Great Recruiters and your services.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can go to greatrecruiters.com. Hey, if you worked with a recruiter and you're a traveler, there's a little button in the upper right. Don't hesitate to click review a recruiter. Let them know what you think. I think it's really important. Those recruiters who are in it for the long term, the ones that you probably want to work with through your career, I think are very receptive to the feedback. It helps them. In fact, they love to hear how they're doing. So if you have a recruiter, show them some love. Let them know how much you love what they're doing out there. And if you're an agency out there and want to know more about us, don't hesitate to reach out to me directly at adam@greatrecruiters.com. Connect with me on LinkedIn, visit the website, click book a demo. We're not hiding anywhere, Steve. I think people are understanding how to get a hold of us.
Absolutely. Spoken like a true former recruiter, right? Adam, it was great to see you. Thanks for joining us. He's Adam Conrad, the founder and CXO of Great Recruiters. Check them out. Fantastic organization. Again, I'm Steve Curtin, the CEO of the Gypsy Nurse and TravCon. This has been another edition of TravCon's Travel Nursing and Allied Life podcast. Really appreciate everybody joining us. I hope you found it informative and useful. And don't forget, TravCon, and Adam, we hope to see you there again. TravCon 2024 is coming up September 22nd through the 25th at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in the next edition.
Thanks, Steve.